So the turtle says to the snail, hey, Mayor de Blasio is going lower down the speed limit again. He's lowered it down to 30, now to 25, and thinking about lowering it even more. The snail says, I know, I already got a ticket.
Jose Guevara likes to joke.
The turtle says to the snail, hey, Mayor de Blasio is thinking about building a building here. The snail says, yeah, but we're in the ocean.
The turtle and the snail are his favorite characters, but behind his jokes is a deep concern for the welfare of the city and for residents who live in NYCHA, New York City's public housing complexes. And there's a disappointment with Mayor de Blasio.
De Blasio, from the way it feels, the way it looks, the way it seems is that this guy has gotten too much money from private developers.
Guevara says it's dishonorable for the mayor to give up public land to developers. He's at City Hall on Thursday to protest infill housing, housing to be built on existing NYCHA sites. About 10,000 of the new units would be classified as affordable housing. But affordable to whom, asks housing activist Rakim Dow.
They are above the present income of the residents who live inside of NYCHA and their ability to be able to remain residents in those dwellings. And if they are unable to be able to dwell or afford those apartments, then who are they building apartments for and calling them affordable?
Preserve our homes.
Preserve our
homes.
Preserve our homes.
Dow and Guevara joined members of Community Voices Heard at City Hall to demand funding for NYCHA repairs and capital improvements. Sandrea Coleman is a community leader who lives at NYCHA's Stanley Isaacs housing.
There's a lot of things that have been, I would say, not upkept. And if NYCHA would have put their best foot forward a long time ago, we wouldn't be where we are today with all the repairs that are needed. You know, you can't neglect and then try to put an infill or do this or do that to just make the money. The infill is not what the infill they're doing or trying to do throughout the city is not going to generate the money as well either.
Coleman wants the city and state to finally fund NYCHA the way it needs to be funded.
NYCHA needs to care. The city and state needs to care.
Bronx Council member Richie Torres is chair of the New York City Council's Committee on Public Housing. He says no one is more poorly served than NYCHA residents.
Right, over the last 15 years, we've seen disinvestment at the federal, state, and city level with both Democrats and Republicans in power. Both Democrats and Republicans are culpable for the collapse of our public housing stock.
The best plan, according to Torres, is to use excess revenues from Battery Park Authority to fund NYCHA capital improvements.
The city's share alone is about $40 million a year, which over a 10-year period would represent $400 million of new funding for NYCHA that could replace 400 of the worst roofs in public housing. The governor supports the proposal, the comptroller supports the proposal, the mayor is against it. And we feel that's a profound disservice to the 500,000 residents who live in public housing and are living in the worst conditions in the city of New York. It's unacceptable, and we're going to fight him on it.
On Tuesday evening, Mayor de Blasio's plan for funding NYCHA's next-gen neighborhoods came under fire at an on-site city council hearing. This was at Holmes Towers on the east side in the 90s. Residents voiced concerns over losing their park and over shadows which would be cast and over the privatization of NYCHA land. Holmes is the first place which would allow developers to build half affordable and half market rate housing. It's in Manhattan Councilmember Ben Kalos's district. He wants to know if the city's budget is growing. Why isn't the city spending surplus to get NYCHA up to code? He says there are alternatives to selling off property the city will never get back.
Whether it's using our existing capital budget, our huge improvements in our expense budget, or just taking the money that the governor and the comptroller have identified for us, we have a strong plan to do, and we don't have to spend our time looking at 328 developments and investigating 80 of them for possible infill development and moving forward with 40 in the next 10 years that we still don't know. They've told us about 5. Mayor Bloomberg told us about 18. In this case, it seems that Mayor Bloomberg is more transparent than Mayor de Blasio, and we demand that the mayor tell us the 40 sites that they plan to do infill at.
We're going to begin a voter registration campaign for all our residents and hold all elected officials accountable.
NYCHA resident Alixa Torres says people can make their voices count.
Voy a hablar en español un momento porque es importante que los residentes en vivienda pública se inscriban a votar y que nosotros seamos, ponemos a todos los oficiales que están elegidos que pongan su dinero y su boca en la vivienda pública. Nosotros necesitamos que arreglen nuestros apartamentos. I just said that we need, I'm telling them they need to register and vote. We need to make sure that everybody, and that we make sure that all the repairs are done. It is our right as American citizens.
NYCHA contacted WBAI News last night saying it's unfortunate months of open and transparent communications about the vision of NextGen are being disregarded. Their spokesperson is Asia Worthy Davis.
Public housing residents need sustainable solutions, not more politics as usual.
Meanwhile, Shola Alatoya, NYCHA's chair, says it's very important to find new sources of funding for NYCHA. Councilmember Richie Torres says the City Council will continue to hold a series of meetings on NYCHA to gather the voices and concerns of community residents. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.